Welcome back to the Bushnell Project, and this may be my last installment of December and of 2018. It's going on vacation, getting ready to drive to Austin to be with all of my children. My wife and I and three of ours are going to hop in the van and drive 17 plus hours and be reunited with our other five children and four of our children-in-law and seven of our grandkids, one of which I have not met yet. So pretty exciting days ahead. And if I don't have time to do the podcast, you will surely understand. But if I do it, well, then you'll see it or catch up next year, right? And I want to close with in the incarnation of God or God incarnate from J.I. Packer's book, the closing up, wrapping up this chapter. So I want to start by reading two verses and then I'll end it with the same two verses if time permits. So I want to look at 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 and Philippians 2, 5 and Psalms 119, 32. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. That's the Corinthians passage, the Philippians passage. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And then from the psalmist, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. And so Packard, in ending his chapter, has this to say, and it's not a pleasant thing for me to swallow, but I think it's true. So take this with the grain of salt that you must. We talk, this is now J.I. Packer speaking, we talk glibly of the Christmas spirit, rarely meaning more by this than sentimental jollity on a family basis. But what we have said makes it clear that the phrase should in fact carry a tremendous weight of meaning. It ought to mean the reproducing in human lives of the temper of him who for our sakes became poor at the first Christmas. And the Christmas spirit itself ought to be the mark of every Christmas all the year round. It is our shame and disgrace today that so many Christians, I will be more specific, so many of the soundest and most orthodox Christians go through this world in the spirit of the priest and the Levite in our Lord's parable, seeing human needs all around them, but after a pious wish and perhaps a prayer that God might meet those needs, averting their eyes and passing by on the other side. That is not the Christmas spirit, nor is it the spirit of those Christians. Alas, they are many, whose ambitions in life seems limited to building a nice middle-class Christian home and making nice middle-class Christian friends and bringing up their children in nice middle-class Christian ways, and who leave the sub-middle-class sections of the community, Christian and non-Christian, to get on by themselves. Ooh, ouch. But he's not done. He continues on. The Christmas spirit does not shine out in the Christian snob. For the Christmas spirit is the spirit of those who, like their master, live their whole lives on the principle of making themselves poor, spending and being spent to enrich their fellow humans, giving time, trouble, care, and concern to do good to others, and not just their own friends, in whatever way there seems need. There are not as many who show this spirit as there should be. If God in mercy revives us, one of the things we will do will be to work more of this spirit in our hearts and lives. If we desire spiritual quickening for ourselves individually, one step we should take is to seek to cultivate this spirit. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes and mine, he became poor, so that you and me, through his poverty, might become rich. Your attitude and my attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. I will run the way of the commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Father, I pray that you'd help all of us. Help us in our living the Christmas spirit. Help us, God, by your grace and by your mercy, to truly shine the light of the real Christmas spirit. this Christmas. I pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Merry Christmas, guys. God bless you. See you next year.